Sanders Tech Ed Foundation Community Impact. This is episode 21 on John Sanders Parables for Entrepreneurs podcast. Written in podcast for entrepreneurs, corporate management, and investors, John D. Sanders expands on his philosophies of making companies attractive for outside capital. Why to do it, how to do it, when to do it, how to promote it, and what to do with it. Visit johnsanders.com for more insights, articles, stories, and be sure to catch this podcast and share it with others anywhere you get your audio. Good morning, John Sanders. How are you?
John B., I'm doing great. How are you doing? How is Heard Not Seen, Inc. doing?
Imagine Podcasting DBA, Heard Not Seen Media, Inc. is good, really good. So we launched the Carlsbad Chamber of Commerce podcast last week.
Yeah.
And without talking about numbers, it had a really good, strong start.
Good.
And then this week, we're launching Elena Armijo's podcast, In a Manner of Speaking with Elena Armijo. And she's an executive leadership coach who's really well known. And she started her podcast because she just couldn't get to all the people that wanted to talk with her. And it was a way for her to stay in touch with her people. So another good reason, shameless self-promotion plug there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you were at the Carlsbad Village Fair this weekend. We talked about
it. Carlsbad Village Fair was as good as it's ever been. Now, they had a fewer number of vendors, only about 550 or so.
Only five?
Can you believe that?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, 8 or 9 streets. Last year, they had 800. So, of course, they got the last time they did it, because they got zapped out by the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just 2 months ago, they actually just gave themselves a go-ahead to pull this off, and it got over 500 vendors. That shows you how much pent-up demand there was. And I worked our Carlsbad by the Sea booth for a couple hours between 11 and 1. The crowd never slowed down.
Nice.
It was amazing. I've never seen so many people jammed into those streets.
Yeah, nice. So just so people know, that was yesterday, July 25th, 2021.
Yes.
And so if you next time, now they do it twice a year,
twice
right?
Twice a year. They usually do it the first Sunday in May and the first Sunday in November, I believe.
Yep, I think you're
so
right.
So I'm sure the November one is set up to go again.
Yep.
And I would imagine they'll get their full 800 vendors.
Yeah, and you donated some time to give out some water, right?
I did, at the Carlsbad by the Sea, where I live.
Yeah.
Retirement community.
Very nice.
At a ball.
Very
nice. You know, I've worked trade shows all my life. I love them.
I know. I do, too. I do, too. Yeah, it's just people and talking and just getting to know people. So today.
The biggest thing you have to remember if you're working a trade show is don't get caught up with somebody who just wants to talk. In the meantime,
right.
6 potential customers walk by.
Right.
That's a very delicate business.
Yep. I have stories I won't go into about was working with a company in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and we were in Denver in the biggest trade show for their industry. And the owner, it was just bad for those very reasons you just said. He was just trying to be a nice guy.
Yeah, can't do that.
No, you can't do it.
You got to decide this guy's a maybe, and that's final, as I call him.
Yep.
Or he's never going to buy. Don't waste your time with him. Move
exactly.
On.
Well, I learned some will, some won't. So what next?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I have my little poster. I said maybe, and that's final.
Oh, that's funny. That's good. So today, you wanted to talk about Sanders Tech Ed Foundation. So let's get started.
Okay. Well, fortunately, along in my career, I turn 83 next week, by the way.
Next week, we're having a party.
Yeah. And it'll be my 83rd one. So I'm ready. And but along in my career, I've been able to get more money than I've spent. So I have money in the bank. And it's a great feeling, especially when you live at a place like this and you look out and say, you know, I'll never run out of money. And, but we set up a Sanders Foundation. I was saying, what's the best way to give away money? Because I give away money and I feel it's important when you do stuff. And so it turned out it's convenient to do a foundation and there are companies that manage the foundation for you. Because the biggest pain in the ass in having something like that is the tax return and making sure you got the ins and outs correct. And also that you don't give money to somebody that's not legally entitled to receive it. Mm. So I set up with Foundation Source, which is a company out of Boston, Massachusetts, that just does all that stuff. So it costs about $5,000 a year for them to do everything. So all I do is go online, I say, send a check to so-and-so, put the grant in, put the dollar amount in. I can edit the email that goes out. I can edit the final letter that goes with the check. And I can have the check sent to me, which is also nice, which means I can take it over there and hand it to them. So nice touch. It works out great. So the foundation just rolls along, and every year I put some more money in. You know, you can donate anytime, appreciated stock, and you get it at market value, and you don't pay tax, capital gains tax on it. So you save some tax money, as well as get the charitable deduction. Or these days, you can give up to $100,000 from your IRA up to the required minimum distribution. So instead of taking taxable income out, you donate it to the charity. So it's pretty good. It's a pretty good event. And pretty good. And that's what I do every year. I kind of restock it once a year. Mm-hmm. Or depending on when you take money out of the IRA or something like that. So it's and you don't have to worry about when you give the money. You just siphon it out of the foundation. That's what you do. So anyway, I've had two charities here in the area that have over the last year have gotten the biggest hunk of my money. I donate to a lot of different ones, but these two have kind of caught my wind right now. And one of them, you do both of them, by the way, you do podcasts for.
Yes, I do. And I'm very proud
on one, and you're starting the second one. Okay.
Yes.
So I don't know whether I had anything to do with it, but some of that money I give goes to support the podcast. Got to keep Heard Not Seen rolling along. Imagine podcasting.
Yeah. And expand those two organizations.
Yeah.
Oh, because
well, podcasts do good.
Yeah. Elevating their message and brand and everything they do to be heard. Yep. So you want to talk about them or?
Yeah, why not? Well, both though. You know them both?
Yep, I do.
So one of the foundations, which I really enjoy, is the Aqua Hedyata Lagoon Foundation. Aqua Hedyata, which is Spanish for smelly water.
Yeah, but for clarification, it's Agua Hedyota.
Agua.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Agua, A-G-U-A.
But it's Aqua. It's Agua. Yeah, okay.
In great. Kentucky, it's Aqua.
Where John is originally from. Yeah. Okay.
So, I guess Hedyata is smelly. So, it's about a 400-acre reserve. And the lagoon, in fact, here in the Carlsbad area, we have four of these lagoons that come off the ocean. Mm. And right here in my, within a block or two of my, where I live, is the Buena Vista Lagoon. It's different from the other three in that it is mostly fresh water, and it does not have an ocean tide. Uh-huh. And the other three have ocean tides, which means it gets cleaned twice a day. It really makes it a good lagoon. See, that's one of the things that keeps it clean. And so the foundation was the Agua Hedyata Lagoon Foundation, set up about 20 or so years ago. Actually, I have the newsletter. It's fantastic. It's a terrific news magazine that comes out four times a year called Watermark. But it's headed up by Lisa Rodman, who is fantastic. She's been there 10 years, has built it up. And she's got three young ladies that work with her who are absolute dynamite. One is Samantha Richter, who does the podcast with you.
Yep.
Another one is Emily Watts.
Yes.
Emily takes care of the raptors,
yes,
which are the birds that are birds of prey that they have caged in, but they can't support themselves in the wild. So they're not being disenfranchised in their.
I also would like to mention that Samantha Richter is actually the COO.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Emily is a new out of college person.
Fantastic.
They're all dynamite. And the fourth young lady is, what is her name? Sierra Russo.
Yes.
And she's the director of virtual programming, but she's the fourth one. They're all terrific.
Yep.
And it's a pleasure of mine to support the podcast, but also give money. The foundation is a diamond sponsor of the upcoming gala.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, when is that? We'll do a promo for it.
I don't know when it is. You know, September 28th or something.
Yep. Like, yeah, we'll let everybody know in the episode notes. And yep.
Yeah. And that'll be fun. They always do. It's anything they do is fun. They don't do anything that's ultra serious,
right?
Other than Nature All Around Me, which is the title of their podcast, isn't it?
Yes, it is. NatureAllAroundMe.org is one way to get to it, so you can follow it and get it on your phone. And, you know, we had the pleasure of actually doing a live recording of the raptors with Emily.
Well, does the owl screech?
No, it did. No, oh. It did not. But good idea. Maybe next time I need to add some of that screeching. Yeah.
Next time you get a little long probe.
But there's also, I did a video of it as well, which I do some video podcasting. So if you go to natureallaroundme.org and look up that episode on the raptors, you can see the video and you can take a tour, a virtual video tour of it.
Did you by any chance notice that there was a flag out front with the raptors?
I haven't seen the flag yet. You mentioned it. Talk about that. That was another one of your donations, right?
Yeah. So I drive it in one day, and there's this blank flagpole.
Yep.
Sitting there right at the entrance, and I said, "They need an American flag." Well, I drove a little further, and they have a bigger flag, bigger pole inside by the parking area with a nice big American flag on it. So I said, talking to Lisa or whoever I was talking to, and I said, "So why don't we put some flag out there?" It says, "Well, we're not supposed to promote Agua Hediana Foundation on that flagpole, as some restriction." I said, "Well, can we promote the raptors?" And she said, "Yeah." So I got designed by another company. In fact, I have an investment in it that does T-shirts and stuff. And they have a flag guy that does it. And we put together a 3x5 flag with the owl raptor on one side. And on the other side, it says, "Raptors are here." And when the wind's blowing, it's a fantastic thing right at the entrance.
Nice.
But they're not allowed to put their logo on. Isn't that crazy? Whoever owns it or did something or whatever.
Interesting.
It doesn't. Yeah.
So one thing I want to mention to John, I just looked up, the gala is August 28th at the Westin.
Yeah, August 28th. What did I say? September.
September, August 28th. It's August 28th. But if you go to, if you do a search for Agua Hediona Lagoon Foundation, you know, you can find it. So what other projects do you support there? Because I know you have many going on.
Oh, there's the pond.
The pond.
The Sanders pond. It's not the biggest thing in the world, but it gets a lot of attention.
So what is the pond? What's the pond all about? I haven't seen it. I've seen it under construction, but I haven't been out there since then.
Well, it's a self-supporting little pond. It's about 3x6, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And it's in a nice location right near the main building. And by the way, they have the guy that worked on it also built a cover so they can cover it at night.
Uh-huh.
Holes over with screens.
Oh, sweet.
And so the snakes don't get in and the people don't get in. But it supports a couple of turtles and some little fish.
Yeah.
So it's nice. Kids love it because it's outside. It's on its own. It doesn't have a cover over it because they can step right in there. They just have to keep from walking in it. Little kids, you know, if you leave them alone, they'll step into it.
Yep.
But the turtle is there. A couple of turtles are there. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Nothing dramatic, but it adds to the flavor of the Discovery Center. That is a Discovery Center.
And well,
Discovery
here's the
Center.
Yeah, John, it's like I didn't even know about it. I didn't even know about it. And it's like when
there's all kinds of stuff in there.
So I tell people, I'm an Oregon boy from Portland, Oregon. When I was a kid, we had OMSI, which is the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry. And it was like that. It was live and interactive and educational. And it's just, John, when you told me about it and I went there, I went, oh my gosh, the little kid in me just like started jumping up and down. And
it's great, isn't it?
It is fantastic. And so if you're a family member out there and you have kids or even not, you know, go. And you can get a day pass. And then I became a member because I just wanted to support them.
So it's the building was originally on Aviara Golf Course.
Uh-huh.
And when they built the Aviara Golf Course, they moved the building over to that land, which had also been given to the foundation.
Yeah.
So then somebody else paid to re-up the building and make it for the Discovery Center. So it got started, I think it's about 15 years ago, something like that, when they built the Aviara Golf Course.
Mm-hmm.
May have been longer than that. But in fact, the Carlsbad Firefighters Foundation is having their golf tournament at Aviara in November.
Oh, great.
And we are a sponsor of that. So I get my foursome.
Yeah.
And I bought two other foursomes, which we're donating to firefighters to play in the tournament.
That's so excellent, John.
So let me tell you, there's something special about having money to be able to give. I'm very picky about who I throw it around at.
And you should.
I do not put money into the Red Cross and those big things, because what little I give, I mean, these are not big sums, but they're minuscule in the course of charity in this country.
But I rifle shot them. No, I know. And you are, in my opinion, you know, I'm going to talk to Brett about this, but it's like the Carlsbad podcast, which you can get to at carlsbadpodcast.com. It's the title of the show is actually Carlsbad: People, Purpose, and Impact. And you, my friend, make such an impact in the community.
Well, you know, the thing is, because I rifle shot my money, I just don't throw it into a big pot that's lost. In fact, the schools I go to are all I went to. I went to University of Loyola Engineering School. Mm-hmm. And then I went to what's now Carnegie Mellon for graduate school. God, I couldn't get in there now. They're the smartest kids in the world, let me tell you. And they're not pounding on me for money, but you're always talking about money. And my statements to them, I said, folks, the amount of money I could give you, you wouldn't even name a toilet seat after me.
That's interesting. That's funny.
They get big money. I mean, you're talking hundreds of millions of dollars in their endowment, especially Carnegie Mellon.
Yeah.
They just got somebody gave them $150 million for a new building.
Oh, my gosh.
So what the hell's my few thousand dollars going to make a difference?
Well, not there, but locally, you've had a huge impact. You know, that's the point.
Well, I have. I tell you, at University of Louisville, my brother and I gave money to the engineering school endowment fund, or whatever the fund is called. It's just called the U of L Fund. And we sponsored robotics programs at Central High School, which when we were growing up was the black high school. It's now a magnet high school. They have a track from all over the city. And so they have a fantastic robotics program. An English teacher is the sponsor of it. But he just makes things happen. He doesn't know anything about the technology. And these kids are doing great. They've won contests all over the country. So it's really good. Yeah. I love robotics.
Yeah, I know you do. So what about the other organization that you support?
The other organization is the Veterans Association of North County. North County is effectively San Diego County, the top half of it, which borders Camp Pendleton.
Right. And their website is vance.me, and that's VANC.me.
.me, yeah. ME is the Apple
extension.
So the Camp Pendleton still has 40,000 Marines there. 40,000. I mean, right on the edge.
I know.
And what is interesting about Vance, it's run now by a woman that used to be at the American Cancer Society, and I had met her there. But she is a dynamo. Is she really built into it? And her husband is the bartender for all the stuff they do.
Yeah, and her name is Lori Booty, right?
Lori Booty, B-O-O-D-Y. And
they have a
building. The building, interestingly enough, Chuck, what's Chuck's last name?
I don't know.
God. Oh, I'm embarrassed. Anyway.
I'll look it up and get back to you.
Chuck was a 20-some-year Marine, and he said, it's ridiculous. You don't have anything to support all these military people in uniform and those that are veterans. There's nothing going on to support them, no facility. So he convinced the city of Oceanside, which is the adjacent city right up from Carlsbad, and actually is directly adjacent to Camp Pendleton, convinced them that when they were disbanding their police department headquarters, that they gave the building to the Vance as a donation to get it started for the military, both active duty and retired. And Chuck then raised enough money to remodel the building. They have one of the best kitchen systems in the country.
I've seen.
Beautiful.
Chuck's last name, I just looked it up, is Atkinson.
Yeah, Atkinson, right.
Yes.
And he's my vintage.
He's the president of Vance.
Yeah. And Laurie's executive director.
And Mike Walsh, who will be working with on the podcast directly, is the vice president.
Yeah, he's good. I like them all.
I do too. I do too.
45,000 Marines. Oh, by the way, one of the first things we did was we took my little new digital audio recorder.
Yep.
And recorded the colonel making his first speech.
Yep.
As the new commandant.
Yep.
And he was doing it at Vance. I think they had about 100 or so in the audience. And two interesting things he said. Number one, there are no more tanks in the Marines. Tanks are gone. And there's no more artillery in the Marines. Artillery is gone. Everything is guided missile. You know, a tank's a sitting duck now with all these guided missiles.
Yeah, and drones, right?
And drones. Guided missiles and drones. It's all going that way. Pretty soon it'll all be electric, too, I guess.
Yeah.
But so the purpose of these monthly meetings that they have advanced to get all the people, they can seat 250 in their auditorium, and is to make people integrate the military, both retired and active duty, with the public around the area. And so they started giving last summer. They decided they had so many these young non-commissioned guys that needed money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of them have families, and the money they get from the military doesn't support that.
Right.
Needed food. So they made arrangements with the North County Food Bank to be one of their distribution centers. So Laurie figured out that they could get 30 or 40 cars through an hour. So she has it set up where you get a placard with your time on it. And so you drive up, it has your name and your time, and therefore they know exactly what your order is. They're now doing 75 an hour. 75 You're of these young kidding. Marines and young military people coming through an hour. And, you know, they give the big box of food. So they do it monthly. I think it's monthly. They may do it bi-monthly. They're now, their last ones are in December this year. Then they're going to quit because, I mean, COVID's over, let's hope. And, but that's they do in conjunction with the North County Food Bank, which is a enormous organization. I don't know whether you follow that or not. That is an enormous
organization. Which organization, John?
North County Food Bank.
Yeah, I do. But it's also the San Diego Food Bank I really love as well.
It's the San Diego. It's San Diego. I think it's an extension. North County is part of it. Yeah.
It's an extension.
And then they have all these distribution points that they supply.
Right. Right.
And Vance is one of them.
Yep.
The other things they do there at the Resource Center, which is what we kind of donate to, is they have courses for military people on transitioning from the military for, I guess, all kinds of problems that occur normally to young military people. So they do a lot of this stuff. They've got a place to go when they got a problem. They also, I seeded it with $5,000. To donate to people need, these kids need $100 for this. Their car goes bad. They can't fix it. They never got any reserve money. So we set it up and I said, no, Laurie, the first thing you do is you never give more than 2% of the money in the pot to anybody. So $5,000 is $100 is the 2%.
Mm-hmm.
They gave out those $100 and then I think they've got other people donate to it. And in fact, upcoming is their fall event with the Master Chef Dino, and Dino was a Master Chef on the TV program. He came down for an event about a year or so ago. It was a vegan dinner. Man, I tell you what,
that didn't go over.
I tell people, I'm going to offend somebody, but I said I consider vegan food comparable to French pastries. They look great and taste terrible.
Yeah, yeah. So just so people know, I'm on the website under vance.me/events.
At the Vance Center in on Mission Avenue in Oceanside.
Yeah.
And tickets are available. Sponsorships are available. And it's fun. Dino is one. He is one classy young man. He's I guess he's Japanese. I don't know what he is. But I guess he's a Luciana. He's got to be Italian in there somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. You would think.
He looks Asian. But he puts on a show. He does. And what he does, he takes these Marines from Camp Pendleton that are in their dining section and gives them a day working with him in the kitchen. So uh-huh. He trains them on how to do stuff he's interested in so they can transition into the real world as chefs.
Nice.
And that's the thing. And then they have other Marines that do the serving there. So it's really a down and dirty event. A lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm also seeing.
Laurie has told Dino, you got to put some meat in the this stuff.
Yeah,
you got to have meat. These are military guys.
Exactly. They got to bulk up. So the other thing I'm seeing is the American Legion County Western Night, which is August 21st. And that's Advance as well. I don't know anything about that.
I don't know either, but American Legion is one as Chuck follows.
Yep.
Which is big. But, you know, they have 21 military organizations that use that facility.
Yep.
21.
I know. And then every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m., every Tuesday, they do Connected Warriors. And the subtitle basically says free yoga for service members, veterans, spouses, first responders, and medical support professionals.
Man, what a crew of people.
Connected Warriors. That's like awesome. They have a lot
of people. So these are two really, really great organizations. And you know what? You know, you really feel good about your money.
Yeah.
There's no wasted dollars there. No wasted overhead.
Exactly. And I feel good about working hard to make this happen for them because I think it's a huge opportunity. I have some ideas I'll discuss with you later. But yeah.
But that's all I wanted to say. Those are two organizations we support, and the Sanders Tech Head Foundation will continue to operate as long as I'm hanging around.
Uh-huh. And you have a ways to go. At least you and I do.
20 years. Hey, I got this place here at Carlsbad by the Sea. I look out on the ocean. I've been here 6 years. I'm just getting started.
I know. And you have one of the few places there that actually is right on the beach, right?
I'm not just on the beach. I am on the beach. Our porch was two of us on the ground level of the ocean building. Two apartments.
It keeps you young, doesn't it?
And we both have these big 40-foot porches. And for me to get down, I can't go from the porch to the beach without climbing over. But I go out my kitchen door, down eight steps with a shower, down eight steps, open the door, and I am on the sand.
Yeah.
It is phenomenal. So look out here, watch all the little kids, all the young kids.
Yes.
Teenage kids.
Yep. Yep.
Boy, these California girls are something else, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So I have become a leg man. These girls are really good looking, and they show it off too.
And they're in great shape because, hey, it's California, and they're on the beach.
It's California. That's right. They're on the beach.
It's like
they're surfing. They're doing all this stuff.
Yeah, it's like nowhere. It's just really like nowhere else. I mean, one thing I noticed when I first moved here 12 years ago is there wasn't a lot of obesity, let's just say, because it's a place to live that with a lot of activity. There's just a lot to do.
But let me tell you one of the most disappointing things I see.
Okay.
Got these beautiful girls with beautiful skin, beautiful legs, and the most horrible tattoo you could ever think of stuck on it there.
Yeah.
All over themselves. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's...
It would be all right if it said, I love mama and I love USA or something, or birthday, something. But it's just, you can't even figure out what the hell it is.
Yeah, I know. Well, my twin sister actually had a tattoo put on her of one of her most favorite dogs.
Yeah.
And it was like a Belgian sheepdog.
Oh,
that's a little different. So, John, what else do you want to cover? Anything?
I don't really have anything for this morning. I wanted to cover these things. So it's
not
very long. I've got here 28.07.
Yes.
That's a good length.
It is perfect. And I want to just remind people, you can get to this podcast absolutely anywhere you get your audio. That means whether it's a podcast app or Amazon or Spotify, just doesn't make any difference. And you can get to the website to see the video version of this by going to parablesforentrepreneurs.com. And you can actually go down on the bottom right, there's a little blue button, and you can leave an audio question or an audio message for John.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And then, of course, you can email us from there as well.
Very good, John. You're doing well.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So let's just say you want to leave people with a final message.
Get involved in charity, but pick your spots. Mm. You know, charity is not just charitable. It really does good stuff if the people there are into things that make sense.
Yeah.
If there's a market need, there's a charity to do it. And it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And it
feels... So, you know, in my years in business, I always used to say, you know, there's business and there's charity.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in business, you need charity because you need an environment to do good business in.
Mm-hmm.
So charity is one of those things that helps create the environment to do better business. And so that it's not like they're in conflict. They're kind of opposite ends to the one you have total nonprofit mm-hmm. doing good stuff. And then you have for-profit doing good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they complement each other. And it gives you an opportunity for your employees to be involved in things, for your excess money, whatever it is, to go to do good things to set the environment to allow your business to do better. Mm-hmm. So it all makes sense. It all works together.
Yeah, that's really nice. All right, John, till next time. See you.
All right. Take care.